The fallout from last week's midterm elections may be felt especially hard in Vermont. 18 months ago, it was Vermont Senator James Jeffords who tipped the balance of power in the Senate when he abandoned the Republican Party. Vermont's other senator, Patrick Leahy, has also fallen foul of the White House for the way he ran the Judiciary Committee. Now, Vermonters are worried about revenge. From Vermont Public Radio, John Dillon reports.
The coffee shop on the corner of State and Main Streets in Montpelier is a political listening post in the nation's smallest state capital. The chatter these days is about Vermont Senators James Jeffords and Patrick Leahy and how they will soon lose power in the Senate.
I think we will suffer.
I think it might be fun, though.
I think they're both going to have directions to where the men's room is.
Corbett Nielsen of Montpelier says the Republicans now in power will freeze out Leahy and Jeffords. He says Vermonters will see the impact with cuts in federal projects.
I think you're going to say you want a bridge where, who, what, when, Vermont? Where is that? Is that in the United States?
While Nielsen jokes about bridge projects losing funding, it's no laughing matter to Catherine Dimitrick. She directs a planning commission that has tried for years to get federal money for a bridge over a wide bay on Lake Champlain. The existing bridge is crumbling. The $40 million replacement project has won $19 million in federal funds. Dimitrick isn't optimistic about the latest $5 million request.
I don't imagine that providing special earmark funds to the state of Vermont is going to be high on the priority list of the other senators. However, given that this project does have such an importance on a national highway system route, we really do hope that senators will rise above any desires they may have for vengeance.
Officially, at least, Republicans in Washington say they're not out to extract revenge. But it's a truism that the party in power controls the federal appointments and can send more money back home. Jeffords says the Senate is a collegial place where members usually put aside their personal differences. He's not expecting a hostile atmosphere from his Republican colleagues.
There are some that will never treat me well and never have, so those won't change. But I have many friends on the Republican side and the moderates and all. We meet all the time and work together, so there's no serious ramifications from the results that I see.
Back in the corner coffee shop in Montpelier, Mike Bertrand predicts that Vermont's struggling dairy farmers will suffer because Leahy and Jeffords are no longer as powerful. The two want to resurrect a regional dairy compact that used to allow New England states to set milk prices. Bertrand, a Republican who ran unsuccessfully for Secretary of State, says Vermont farmers lost in the election.
Because a lot of them are out there clamoring right now that they want the dairy compact to be reauthorized, and everybody knows that that's a pet project of both Leahy and Jeffords, and I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Leahy still is a senior member of the Appropriations Committee. He says the committee is less partisan than many, and that he'll still be able to win money for projects back home. And state officials find one silver lining in the election results. Vermont elected a Republican governor who touted his influence with the White House during the campaign. With Vermont's two senators on the outs, that influence will now be put to the test. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier, Vermont.